The war in Iraq has raised concern in the United States about retaliation by terrorists. Among possible targets are restaurants, feedlots, and food processing plants, because the food they produce and serve could be transformed into weapons with relative ease. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
When food industry executives gathered in Washington last week, they were encouraged to think of their tasty, nutritious, and profitable products as weapons of mass destruction. Chet England is the food safety director at Burger King.
Ketchup. Ketchup is ubiquitous. I bet it's in every one of your restaurants. It's in every grocery store. You realize that virtually all the ketchup used in the United States is made in three manufacturing plants. So if somebody gets access to a batch of ketchup to do something nasty, you can envision how very quickly that could spread out and be very widespread in the food supply in the country.
And the food supply has lots of vulnerable places, adds Gordon Merriweather, a food security consultant with the Uriah Group.
There's so many accessibilities to the food as it goes from the farm itself to the table in the restaurant or the table in your home. So many people touch that food. So many people have access to it.
Food security experts don't want to be too specific, but this is what they envision, according to Randall Larson of the Answer Institute for Homeland Security.
You could contaminate processed food, which we're basically talking about putting some sort of toxic chemical or poison in there so that once it got into the food supply, you know, people would eat it and become very sick or die. And that would have enormous psychological impact. It would have enormous economic impact. And so that's why there's a significant effort being made to prevent such an attack.
Larson notes that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has put more inspectors in processing plants. They now check for chemical and biological agents that could be used to infect food. The industry also says it's building fences around plants, posting more guards, and scrutinizing employees more closely. Some say feedlots for cattle are especially vulnerable because they can be massive, remote, and difficult to monitor. And it wouldn't take much to do damage, says Randall Larson of the Answer Institute.
Look at the foot and mouth disease outbreak in the spring of 2001 in the United Kingdom. They had to kill 3.5 million animals to get that under control. It had enormous economic impact.
Larson says a single infected animal in a large feedlot could force the destruction of thousands of cattle. State Homeland Security officials in the Farm Belt want the government to apply to livestock the same disease detection and tracking system used now for humans. But a bigger problem, says the General Accounting Office, is that the food industry isn't required to report security measures, so the government can't be sure that enough is being done. Howard Berkus, NPR News.